Listen now to the scripture lessons for this second Sunday in the season of Lent. First of all, looking at the Old Testament book of Jeremiah in chapter 26, we see Jeremiah's, the opposition to Jeremiah, even though he is a prophet of God there in Jerusalem. We're told, when Jeremiah had finished saying everything the Lord had commanded him to say to all the people, then the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said, "You must die. Why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord that this house will be like Shiloh and that this city will be desolate that no one living here?" All the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat in the entrance of the new gate to the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves this sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and to all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring about the disaster he has pronounced against you. But as for me, look, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever seems good and right in your eyes. But you can be certain of this: if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live here. For it is true that the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." Our first lesson. Second lesson comes from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 3. We'll start at verse 17 and then we go on into chapter 4. The Apostle Paul, even though he encountered plenty of opposition also, continues to proclaim the sure hope that we have in Christ. Paul says, "Brothers, join together in imitating me and in paying attention to those who are walking according to the pattern we gave you. To be sure, many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. I've told you about them often, and now I am saying it while weeping. Their end is destruction. Their God is their appetite, and their glory is in their shame. They are thinking only about earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. We are eagerly waiting for a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power that enables him to subject all things to himself, he will transform our humble bodies to be like his glorious body. So then, my brothers, those whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way, keep standing firm in the Lord, my dear friends." That's the second lesson. And now the gospel for today, recorded in the gospel of Luke chapter 13. We'll start there at verse 31. We certainly see the determination also of Jesus in light of opposition. We're told, "In that very hour, some Pharisees came to him and said, 'Leave and go away from here, because Herod wants to kill you.' He said to them, 'Go tell that fox, look, I am going to drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the next day, because it cannot be that a prophet would be killed outside Jerusalem.' Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those sent to her, how often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until the time comes when you will say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. We'll continue then with the sermon hymn for today. It's number 449. 449.